Hey, I'm Lauren Daigle.
This is Cliff Beach.
This is Sally.
And this is Ned from Carpenter's Legacy.
This is Michelle Malone from the Hot Toddies.
This is David Arkenstone. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. The new season of The Sounds of Christmas has begun. I'm excited about playing all your favorites again this season, along with lots of new music. I've already added around a couple hundred new songs to our library, and it's still early, so I imagine there will be plenty more where that came from. There's a page on our website called New for 2024, and that should give you a good idea of a lot of the new music we're playing this season. That page covers a lot of it, but by no means does it cover it all. I'm sure there are releases I've already missed. And as things get busier and busier, there will probably be others that I don't get a chance to post there. It's not intentional, and my apologies for any that I have already missed or that I miss over the next month or two. I would like to also mention the singers and bands that are supporting us this season. The Sounds of Christmas doesn't run a lot of commercials, and what we do run mostly just keeps the station going. It's never been a big money maker, and it was never meant to be. It's just a way I can share my love of Christmas music with as many as I can. And if I can do that without it costing me a small fortune, all the better. You're going to have the opportunity, if you choose, to meet a lot of the singers and musicians who are supporting us this season on upcoming episodes of the Sounds of Christmas podcast, but I'd like to take a few moments and introduce them to you now. First, a huge thank you to those who are returning. These people have been with us for multiple seasons, and I'm very grateful that somehow we found each other and share our love of Christmas music. This year, there are 18 artists that are supporting us, and 14 of them have been with us at least one time before. I have to start with Kenny Davies. He says his song Christmas Rap is the true story about Santa. He recorded it and posted it to YouTube around Thanksgiving 2012, and he's been sponsoring us season after season. It's possible that he's been with us since the first year his song came out, but if not, it's definitely been almost that long. In fact, he's almost always the first one to sign on for the next season. Russ Lorenzen first advertised with us in 2015 when he released his second Christmas album. Very happy to have him back with us again for In the Holiday Spirit's 9th anniversary and the 18th anniversary of the first Christmas release, What I Want for Christmas. I think this year marks 6 in a row for Suzanne's band. Their second Christmas single came out in 2021, and Suzanne checked in with us along the way to share that single's journey from the earliest writing and recording stages up through its release. But her first Christmas single, One More Night of Christmas, came out a couple years before that, and that's when we met. There's also a rumor that we just might get some new Christmas music from Suzanne next year. Lori Bertner is back for her 5th time. Recently, she released her second Christmas album, Another Lori Bertner Christmas. Her previous Christmas album, A Lori Bertner Christmas, came out around 10 years ago, and she said she thought it was time for a sequel. Lauren Daigle is also back for her 5th time. Recently, she collected all the tracks from her Christmas album, Behold, added in the bonus tracks from special editions, along with some singles for Behold, the complete set. Paul Kelly is back this year for his 4th time. He released his first ever Christmas album, Paul Kelly's Christmas Train, 4 years ago, which included an updated version of his popular classic, How to Make Gravy. And last year, he added White Wine in the Sun and Cherry Tree Carol to what was already a massive collection. Cliff Beach is also back for his 4th time this year. Last year, he released the original single, Christmas Day Funk. The year before, he released an a cappella version of Jingle Bells. And the year before that, his first Christmas album, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, which is filled with covers in several styles, along with the original title track. And this year, he has a brand new single on the way, his cover of O Come All Ye Faithful. D. Dan Ashley is also back for his fourth time. He has a great Christmas single, a cover of My Favorite Time of the Year, and you may know the original by the Florence Street Band. And this year, he's released a new single, Put Up the Lights. He also has hinted to me that there just might be more Christmas music in the not-too-distant future. Liz Kennedy is back, too, also for her fourth time. She has a new original Christmas single just out, Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh, and she previously released the singles Snow in San Francisco and Snowman Moon, A Christmas Crime, which she says she hopes captures that magic that is found in love and also at this very special time of year. Linda Imperial is also back for her fourth time. She has a new original Christmas single called Christmas in the Tropics that came out last year, and she's previously released Christmas You and Me and a version of her favorite Christmas song, Little Drummer Boy. David Lanz and Christine Amarie are back for their third year with a new album called Airs, which isn't exactly a Christmas album, but there are some Christmas songs on it, including Ave Maria and Gloria in Excelsis Deo with special guests Apollo 5. And that album follows recent releases of singles Silent Night and Mary Did You Know. David Arkenstone is back for his second year following last year's release of the album Winterlude. David has released around 80 studio albums in his amazing career, along with soundtracks and video game scores, including a number of songs for World of Warcraft. He's also released many Christmas and Christmas-themed albums and is heading out on his Winter's Eve tour with David Arkenstone and friends, which kicks off December 1st. Singer-songwriter Michelle Malone is back for her second year following last year's Christmas album with the Hot Toddies called Toddy Time, which follows a previous Christmas single, a Christmas album, and lots of other Christmas goodies on her website. And if that wasn't enough, there are some super talented, amazing singers and musicians joining the Sounds of Christmas this year for the first time. Carpenter's Legacy joins us with their first Christmas album, Christmas Time With You, an amazing tribute to the Carpenters that includes all your favorites, plus the original title track done in the style of the Carpenters too. Luminar Christmas is also joining us with their second Christmas album, Mistletoe Madness, which is due out November 22nd. Led by a former member of Mannheim Steamroller, their sound can be described as a blend of Mannheim Steamroller's holiday classic vibes, the high-energy rock of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the cinematic atmosphere of Hans Zimmer. Fans of Jimmy Century, who you may have already met on a Halloween episode of this podcast, are joining us for their first time with the release of their first holiday album, A Couple of Holiday Spirits, Halloween Perils and Christmas Carols. You probably heard tracks from the Halloween side of their album in October when we were the Sounds of Halloween. Now that the new season has started, you'll get to hear their Christmas songs. And finally, Judith Owen, whose version of I Put a Spell on You, you probably heard in October, joins us with her latest Christmas release, Judith Owen Swings Christmas, a very cool jazzy album that will keep you moving throughout the season. It follows last year's Winter Wonderland EP and the previous holiday release, Christmas in July. I'm very grateful to each and every one of these artists for supporting the Sounds of Christmas this season, and I wanted to mention them here, even though you'll get the chance to meet most of them in upcoming podcast episodes, though quite a few of them have already made appearances on this podcast in previous years, and you can check those out right now if you haven't already. And of course, you'll get to hear their music on the Sounds of Christmas now that our new season has begun. I probably should take this opportunity to let you know, just in case you're new to us, and also just in case you're not new but don't remember, the different ways you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas. There are three pretty simple ways to tune in. First, simply click on the player on the front page of our website. This way, you can listen to us as long as you're on that page, even if you open other windows. Second, you can click on the tree on our front page. That opens up a pop-up player, so you can keep listening to us whether you stay on our website or go to check your email, Facebook, etc. You can keep listening as long as you keep that pop-up player open. Both of those options are also available on the Listen Now page. I also want to mention that some browsers don't show the player, and in those cases, you'll only be able to click the tree for our pop-up player. And third, you can download our free app in the Google Play Store for your Android device and take us with you wherever you go. I know that you may not be ready for Christmas music yet, but when you are, we're ready for you. The Sounds of Christmas is playing the best variety of Christmas music with all your favorite tunes and favorite artists, along with hundreds of brand new songs. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click that, scroll down and find your favorite, click on over, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.